Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today, we have Meredazine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. You're going to cover a topic that probably people have kind of thought about in the back of their heads. I know I have. When you talk about 4-H and projects and everything else, you've mentioned record books. What exactly goes into a 4-H record book?
Well, yeah, that's what I want to talk to. We'll just let people know a little bit about why we do 4-H record books, why we encourage our 4-Hers to do 4-H record books, and also kind of what the 4-H record book is for the state of Kansas anyway. So our 4-H record books are basically our year-end project report forms right now. They kind of go through everything that a kid has done in 4-H in that project for the year. And our 4-H year, of course, always starts October 1st. So this is the year end of our work, and, you know, they basically go through, and they're supposed to set goals in November, and then they kind of go through public presentations that they give. What did they learn in their project? What cost was their project? Because we know all of our 4-H projects do have a cost of some kind, whether it's buying supplies to make that bread or buying art supplies so you could do a painting or a craft item. Knitting, crocheting, any of those things, they all have some cost related. And then occasionally, maybe you're selling some of those things, or maybe you have animal projects where you're, you know, doing poultry and you're selling eggs. And so you can also do the income as well in those forms. And then it also has a brief project reflection where they kind of reflect on and answer some different questions like, you know, what did they learn? What was the hardest part of their 4-H project? Where they'd like to take it next year? All of those things. And that's pretty much our 4-H project reporting. We also, for our record keeping, we also have what we call a permanent record, which a permanent record is basically a reporting of everything that the kid did in all projects throughout the year, not just for one project like the project report form is. And that includes what projects they took, what meetings they attended, any workshops or educational activities they attended, anything they learned, what they exhibited, if they gave talks and demonstrations or judging contests, that can all be put on that permanent record. And that permanent record is supposed to be kept each year, so you just add to it. So like when you're 7 and you start 4-H, if you start 4-H at 7, you can start your permanent record and have a few things down. And then the next year when you're 8, you do a little bit more, and it kind of grows with the kid. And I will be honest, in my case, I still remember I applied for several scholarships as a senior, and they wanted documentation of what I've been doing in community service. And I basically went to my permanent record and made a copy of the permanent record as documentation of my community service and what all I've done. And that helped me get scholarships. So it's a really good way of doing it. I know a lot of people actually think about reports and records and record keeping, and they're like, oh gosh, I don't want to do this. But it's really an important skill to learn. And one of the reasons we want to teach this to our 4-Hers is that it helps them do several things. It teaches them to set goals, how to make plans for action, and how to decide how well you did or evaluate your action. It also helps them learn skills of record keeping and organization to use now in the future. And as we all know as adults, we have to do record keeping all the time. We have to keep track of our finances. We have to help do our taxes. We need to make sure we have our immunizations and our health records, our careers, our scheduling, all of those things. And we're just trying to give our 4-Hers a little leg up on that and get their some experience before they're into the adult world and have to do all those things. They also learn to communicate, prioritize, and summarize their experiences. And as we know, in professional, at least in my professional world, I'm constantly having to give reports that say, what did I do? What were my experiences? What did people learn from my classes or my educational activities? All of those things. They also practice responsibility by completing a task. The other purpose is for them to evaluate information that will market personal skills to future resumes and application forms. Then they also allow 4-H members to tell us how they've grown, what they've learned, where they came up short, and to do it within these certain parameters. And then on top of it is competition. So, you know, we have them at the county level. We have volunteers come and screen them for our district. And then we give out member pins and project pins, awards for that. If they win at the county level, they can go on to regional. If they're, and they're 14 and over, they can all go on to regional and submit there with an add a resume and a letter of application, basically. And then they can do it at a regional and see, and if they go on to state, then they add it to that video kind of interview thing. So either way, you know, it's given them the opportunity to explore their 4-H projects, learn a little bit more about record keeping, getting them skills for the future, and that's what 4-H is all about. So that's why I always encourage kids to do a 4-H project record book, a report form, PIN applications, something like that, because it does give them some of those skills that they'll need later in life.
That sounds cool. I do something kind of like a record book with weaving, keeping track of this is the thread count that I used, this is the weight that I used, how I may have adapted a pattern. Although in all honesty, it's more of a record pile with scraps of notes everywhere. But yeah, keeping records of your projects, that's a great idea and does come in handy later on. Well, thank you for that. And October's coming up, so if folks want to get in contact with you about getting into 4-H, how do they best do that?
Right now is the perfect time to kind of get, if you know somebody who's 7 to 18 years old and wants to explore 4-H, now's the perfect time. So you can go to our website at mayorzazine.ksu.edu, or you can call the office and talk to me at the office, which is 913-294-4306. And if your kid isn't quite 7 yet, but they're in that 5 to 6-year-old range, we also have Cloverbud clubs that meet monthly, and that would be the perfect opportunity for them to explore some of the 4-H projects they can take and learn a little bit more about 4-H before they turn 7.
Outstanding, and we definitely encourage involvement in that because I've met a bunch of 4-H'ers, and they're all really neat folks. Thank you again for joining us this morning, and we look forward to talking to you again. Have a good week. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.